I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. 5 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists to fight in Ukraine, the move has triggered outraged protests across Russia, a fearful exodus of men of fighting age from the country, and acts of violence. There have been demonstrations not just in the usual places like Moscow and St. Petersburg, but also in the remote far north and in a poor southern region. A gunman opened fire in an enlistment office in a Siberian city and gravely wounded the military commandant. One analyst says Putin is risking a lot because of the mobilization and is losing some support. Fears are running high that Moscow might close the border to men of fighting age after the referendums in Ukraine end, prompting long lines of cars at Russia's frontiers. Telegram chats dedicated to some of these crossings swelled with thousands of new users. Russian President Vladimir Putin has granted citizenship to former U.S. security contractor Edward Snowden, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Putin signed a decree making Snowden and 74 other foreign nationals Russian citizens. Snowden has been living in Russia since 2013 to escape prosecution in the U.S. The former National Security Agency contractor leaked classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. He was granted permanent residency in Russia 2 years ago and said at the time he planned to apply for Russian citizenship, though without renouncing his U.S. citizenship. I'm Ben Thomas.
Find more at voanews.com. This is